Movie theaters from the early 20th century used to have light-up signs, big balconies, and velvet curtains. Today, many of those theaters have been torn down or repurposed. As WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac tells us, a new exhibition at the National Building Museum explores the history of iconic theaters in the region.
Earl Silber used to spend all his Saturdays at the old Fulton Theater in Baltimore watching movies. He was scared near to death at one screening of The Mummy's Hand in 1940.
I was so caught up in it, I really believed the mummy was real.
Silber's in his 90s now, but he still remembers being too terrified to leave the theater. That is, until his mother came to find him hours later. He told that story to Baltimore Sun photographer Amy Davis for her recent book on the city's old theaters. The National Building Museum is featuring her work in its new exhibition, Flickering Treasures. Here's Davis.
I always loved old movies, so I went out to find them, talk to people about them, photograph them over and over again, and just to uncover them for everybody.
The exhibition focuses on Baltimore's historic theaters. There are about 100 still standing, but almost all of them are vacant or used for something else, like churches or grocery stores.
These are forgotten theaters, and many parts of our city are forgotten as well. I began to see theaters as a metaphor for the city itself.
Around the 1910s and 20s, a handful of hotshot architects started building deluxe picture palaces around the country. One named John Jacob Zink built about 30 in the Baltimore-Washington region, including the Uptown in D.C. Building museum curator Deborah Sorensen says the exhibition features artifacts from some of those theaters.
Everything from programs dating back to the teens, furnishings, there's seats, paper ephemera, light fixtures, poster frame.
Davis's photographs are interspersed with historic photos of the theaters in their heyday. There's also a row of cast iron theater seats, a far cry from the cushy Lazy Boy style seats of today. The exhibition also has a little movie theater where you can watch old newsreels, film clips, and comics like the Looney Tunes.
No! There is a lot of nostalgia, obviously, for kind of the classic or the golden age of movie going.
Davis's photographs show how the remaining cinemas from that era have been absorbed into the Baltimore of today. In one, three boys in football gear stand in front of the Royal Theater marquee. Behind it is just an empty field. The theater was demolished in the 70s. Baltimorean James Crockett remembers how it used to be.
It was always standing room only. It was a special place for locals coming to the Royal Theater to see the show.
Mostly black audiences would go there to see movies and performances.
I saw Ella Fitzgerald, Roy Elritz, Charlie Barnett, Fats Waller, Nat King Cole. Oh, there were so many people that came to the Royal Theater.
Oh, yes, this is really a universal subject.
That's Davis again. She says she hopes the exhibition sparks conversations about urban development, gentrification, and also the simple joys of going out to the movies.
So many people just look at movies on their phones, on their laptops, whatever. And going to see a movie in a theater is a completely different experience. It is intimate, and yet it is communal.
Some of Baltimore's theaters have disappeared since Davis completed her project. The Fulton, where Earl Silber saw The Mummy's Hand, was demolished last year. You can catch the Flickering Treasures exhibition at the National Building Museum before it disappears next fall. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.